you're entering our what is the campest song ever written debate, and what have you got for us?
I have got lined up in my CD player what I reckon is one of the campest songs ever made.
And tell us.
It's the opening track of Scott Walker's Scott Turner.
Oh yes, you don't have to go any further, Scott. I can't understand the Scott Walker, the canonisation of Scott Walker. I can't get, because to me he is dripping with camp, no bad thing, but I cannot understand how and singing Jacques Brel is going to get you this kind of reputation. So tell us something about the song we're about to hear.
It is a Brel song, actually. It's Jackie.
Of course. Oh, Jackie! Of course. It's covered by Mark. I'm serious. Take me seriously, me, Almond.
But Scott's version is far better. I mean, let's face it, cut in 68 when he was still sort of teen idol, it must have been hilarious.
I'm not doing him down, not much, but I think he's, you know, of his type, he's very good, but there's a huge amount of love for Scott Walker, which I cannot see. Doesn't stop me buying his records whenever I see them in the marketplace, because they're worth a few quid. So tell us something about what we're about to hear. What should we be listening for here?
Just listen to the first line, please.
Which is what? Because in case it doesn't come across.
Any comments about having a Spanish bum?
He comments about having a Spanish bum, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we ready?
Yes, of course we're ready.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Wait for the CD player. A bit slow.
And if one day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum who sings for women of great virtue.
Don't get much
camera. And if one day I should... I think Danny LaRue is here. If one day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum, a person of the low virtue. What do you mean? that was... Thank you, Rob. That's going in at number two. That's as high a praise as I can give that.